This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
The Jewish people are a soul, a single soul radiating into many bodies, each embodiment playing its crucial role. Together, we compose a symphony with no redundant parts. No instrument more vital than another.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrian Gold Davis.
My nephew got married a few weeks back, and I watched with delight as my mother and siblings with all of our children gathered to celebrate his happiness. The cousins dancing together and drinking and clowning and laughing like siblings themselves brought a kind of nachas that I didn't anticipate. I marveled at this vision. My sibs and I were utterly overshadowed by this new generation, us adults who were once the squalling toddlers at the weddings of the past. We were outnumbered. We had become the older aunties and uncles that I remember from family gatherings in the past. It was extraordinary. There is a sense of connection that comes with family, especially extended family that remains close to one another. You just can't compare. I felt a kind of pride and joy in my family that made me feel like the future was going to be secure long after I was gone. There's something about unity without uniformity. That's an ultimate pleasure. And my family is a living case study in diversity, unified by the bonds of love. I've shared before that my family of origin is a blend of Jewish and not Jewish, secular and religious, left wing, right wing. We live very different lifestyles, and yet we are utterly respectful of one another. We are careful and accommodating and truly adoring. As we move towards Shavuot, the holiday of the giving of the Torah, I was reminded that it was this sort of unity among the Jewish people that preceded the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. In fact, it says that if there was ever an idealized version of Jewish unity, it would be the description of the Israelites at Mount Sinai. The verse in Exodus, which describes the encampment, uses the singular term, Israel encamped, or va-yihan. Instead of the plural, they encamped, va-yahanu. As an explanation of this discrepancy, our great biblical commentator Rashi famously comments that the Israelites were at that time united as they were like one person with one heart, and that this was the prerequisite of receiving the Torah. On that night at the wedding, my family, my diverse, tattooed, pierced, wig, kippah-wearing, secular, Orthodox, unaffiliated family were as one. We were united in love, and it felt so right. It felt like the truth, like we truly are as one heart. The Zohar, which is the work that is the basis of the Kabbalah, tells us that the entire Jewish people are a single, perfect whole. We're called Am Yisrael, the people of Israel, rather than Dat Yisrael, the laws or religion of Israel. The word connection actually comes from the Latin connecter, meaning to bind together. And as Rabbi Ari Kahn wrote, just as the heartbeat sustains all the parts of the body, each with its unique role and function, so too the heart of the Jewish people must beat with unity, but not necessarily uniformity. Years ago, I heard this parable about a man who was sitting in a boat with others, and he pulls out a drill, and he begins drilling a hole at his feet. And the boatmates call out to him in horror, but he quickly reassures them. He says, "Don't worry, I'm only drilling under my own seat." So that famous commandment, to love your fellow as yourself, teaches us this ultimate truth. That in fact our fellow is ourself, and we are therefore also our fellow, connected, interconnected, the whole within every part. And even if we only drill beneath our own feet, the entire boat will sink regardless. We're called Guf Yisrael, the body of Israel. Rabbi Zvi Freeman expresses it as follows. As a nation, the Jewish people are a soul, a single soul radiating into many bodies, each ray shining forth on its unique mission, each body receiving the light according to its capacity, each embodiment playing its crucial role. Together, we compose a symphony with no redundant parts, no instrument more vital than another. We also learn in Mishle, the book of Proverbs, that in rearing a child, we must, as they say, train a child according to their way. Even when he grows old, he will not turn away from it. Now, this is clearly an acknowledgement that each of us indeed has our own way, and that while each of us have a different way, that each of us is meant to come together to make a functioning whole. And while we don't have to agree or relate with that way, we may not withdraw the fundamental respect and dignity afforded to each and every Jew because he or she was created in the image of God. There is a spark of holiness within each of us simply by existing. And when we see ourselves as a body, then we quickly learn that a broken toe or a crushed thumb, God forbid, affects the entire body in general. I can't tell you how many times I was incapacitated by a headache or a sore back, and even once by damage done to just my fingertips, having closed them in a door. So while one part may seem superficial or in terms of size to be less significant, we soon come to understand that this is not the case. I mean, you can be driving a $150,000 Porsche and it still isn't going to serve you if a wheel falls off. We learn that every Jewish soul is represented by a letter in the Torah. Each one of us is part of that spiritual symphony. As a people, we were divided into tribes, each in accordance with our strengths and our ways. And when God split the Red Sea for us, we are taught it was split into 12 lanes to accommodate each of the tribes. There's even a teaching that the sea split into 600,000 lanes to accommodate the way of each of us. We crossed the same sea, but experience that crossing according to our way. Even at the Pesach Seder, we reference the four sons. So there's an assertion that while these different ways exist in every family, there's also the notion that those four sons exist within each of us, and still, we are at the table together. You know, the letter Aleph, which is the number one, is related to Aleph, the Hebrew word for a thousand. We are both singular and a multiplicity. This week, can you look for opportunities to focus on what unites rather than divides us as families, as communities, as a people? Can we acknowledge the individual way of another and recognize that as Jews, we all have a part to play in the symphony of life? Can we remember that the simple percussion instrument brings as much to the music as that booming bass drum, and that the master conductor of the universe wants us to play our individual instruments, indeed, but also to recognize that we are part of a larger and more complex whole, because the Talmud explains the entire Torah is for the sake and the ways of shalom, peace. And we need that today more than ever before. Am Yisrael Chai.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.